Blog Talk Radio.
Do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? With a thousand million questions about hate and death and war. Cause when we stop and look around us, there is nothing that we need. In a world of persecution that is burning in. It's not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way that you mean it when you tell me what will be.
And we can tell everyone.
And when
what
you stop and think about it, you
we
won't
can try.
Believe it's true that all the love you've been giving has all been meant.
Again, and I am so excited to see you all back with us today. I have a great panel with me always, and I'm so excited that you're listening to Bonnie Albers On Air, just in case you didn't remember, and I'm the hostess with the mostest, Bonnie Albers. I am excited to put this show on today because I am going to tell you that I have a friend who reminded me about something that we're going to talk about today. But first, I'd like to say hello to my panel. Actually, it's the Knights and Goddesses of the Round Table. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi, Brenda. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Kelly.
Hello. We've got people all over today. I'm so excited you're here. So, I've got to tell you guys, And my friend who actually gave it to me yesterday is on the air to talk to you. But have you ever heard of The Train of Life, the poem The Train of Life?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to say it to you. But before I do, we have a birthday, a very special birthday coming up tomorrow. And it's one of our own. Brenda, happy birthday, girl, tomorrow.
Thank you.
It is exciting because isn't it the Ides of March tomorrow?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know. E too, Brute. So let's all sing to Brenda. Happy birthday to you, guys. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brenda. Happy birthday to you. And I hear your dad saying...
There are two things in this world that ought to be bad. The first is the Eurovision Song Contest, and the second is Bonnie.
What was the first one? I didn't hear the first.
The first one is something that happens over here called the Eurovision Song Contest. It's a long story. I won't go into it. But they sing badly.
Well, let me tell you. I hear
Thank you, Bonnie.
On your side, Brenda, screaming happy birthday. And I can just tell you, it's really weird, Brenda, but instead of a cake, somebody on the other side is presenting me with a pie.
Oh, my grandma used to make the best apple pies. It's probably her.
That's what it is, because I see a pie and I'm thinking, what? Where's the cake? And there's a big pie sitting right in front of me. So from her to you, happy, and I know it's not Pi Day, happy birthday, Brenda.
Aw, thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, and your dad did say, and I was saying it right after it, it says, happy birthday, baby. So, or babe, something like that. I can hear him right in my head. So everybody's here wishing you a happy birthday. And I'm hoping, Jerry, that you get to say, or Kelly, somebody that needs to give a birthday wish over to Brenda, you can do that too. But I've got to read you before we go into the cards that we're pulling today. The Train of Life. And my girlfriend is on, so she is going to want to talk to all of you. But this is how it goes, because I'm going to ask you what you feel about it. The Train of Life. At birth, we boarded the train of life and met our parents, and we believed that we would always travel. They would always travel by our side. Yeah, Dad, think about that. However, at some station, our parents would step down from the train, leaving us on life's journey alone. As time goes by, some significant people will board the train, siblings, other children, friends, and even the love of our life. Many will step down and leave a permanent vacuum. Others will go and unnoticed that we don't even realize that they vacated their seats. This train ride has been a mixture of joy, sorrow, fantasy, expectations, hellos, goodbyes, and farewells. A successful journey consists of having a good relationship with all passengers, requiring that we give the best of ourselves. The mystery that prevails is that we do not know at which station we ourselves step down. Thus, we must try to travel along the path of life, or along the track of life, in the best possible way, loving, forgiving, giving, and sharing. When the time comes for us to step down and leave our seat empty, we should leave behind beautiful memories for those who continue to travel on the train and travel the train of life. Let's remember to thank our Creator for giving us life to participate in this journey. I close by thanking you for being one of the passengers on our train, my train. So I think that when I read that, it just talks about, you know, the journey that we take. So how do you feel about that? I'm going to start with you, Brenda, since it's your birthday tomorrow.
I love that. I think it's beautiful. I mean, you know, and it's very true. You know, we've got friends that come on, that get on with us, and sometimes they get off before, you know, we spend whatever time we are supposed to spend with them. So I think that's beautiful.
I think it describes how people come and go in our lives. So I think that's pretty cool. Jerry?
Absolutely.
I agree. I think it's really lovely. The only slight problem I have is that the trains over here are always on strike, so they probably never get anywhere.
Ours here in Ohio become derailed, so there you go.
And we don't have trains, so therefore, I mean, you know, just to let you know that the thing is, if you don't get on the train, just think about it. You never have to get off or worry about it. So I ain't going to travel on this train at all. Kelly, what about you?
Yeah, sounds really good. And Candy just texted. She said she's there, so I'm not sure if you can find her to pick her up. She's probably towards the bottom of the queue.
Okay. Candy, I'm going to grab you in 1 second. I mean,
I
do you feel like there's people? Go ahead.
We live out in Wyoming, and the trains are long distance trains out here. It's like they're not passenger trains, they're freight trains. So it's like, if you're on one of those, it's like you don't want to step on the track because they won't derail; they'll just go over you. But the train is fine.
So much for the train of life. How about you, Candy? How did you feel about that?
Well, I feel the train will keep on going, and it will keep picking up people, and people will be getting off the train.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the way, you know, if you think about it, and especially it's kind of a little bit morbid. I don't love that, you know, people step on, step off, and then you have to, you know, exit the train. But truthfully, that kind of tells you about your life path, that, you know, we do have to interact with everybody on that train, even if we don't see them coming and going, because they were part of our life's journey. So I think that's really interesting. In fact, someone said to me that even the person who sits on the street and begs for money that you see and you want to, like, look away, they're actually part of your landscape that you came down with, that you know that they are there for a purpose, whether to remind you that you never want to be like that, or to remind you that there are people less fortunate, or to remind you that, I don't know, you don't want to give to them because you think they have a drug habit and you don't want to promote it. So the nice thing about that is, what I always feel, is that we didn't realize till very recently, probably in the last 10 or 15 years, that people can interact with you that you don't know, but they were part of your landscape up in spirit world, and they actually came down with you for certain purposes. How do you feel about that, Jerry?
I totally agree with that, but I'm really intrigued about that people will step on and step off the train as well, because it just, I can understand that, and I can see how that would fit in with how you would see your life. It's just that sometimes we do get, and the pun is sidetracked, in other words, possibly set up the wrong line, which could be out of choice. So it's really interesting. And I know, I'm not quite sure, this isn't meant to be funny, but I heard then the ticket inspector coming around saying, tickets, please. And then he said to somebody, you're on the wrong train, you need to get off and catch the next one. So I'm not quite sure how that relates and whether anybody else has got any feelings on why I suddenly heard that.
That's interesting. I love that.
Interesting, Jared. Yeah, because, you know, I have to tell you, and I'm going to pick her up in a minute, who actually sent this to me. Jerry, that is so interesting, because I always say that if you get on the wrong you know, that you're going down. I always use it as a highway. And then, you come up against a stop sign, but there's three branches. And which road you take ends up at the same place, but it depends on the journey that you've chosen. So it's interesting that you said that about trains, because, or that you heard it, because you do know that at big train stations, you can get on, take an A line, and then it, take a C line, and you end up at the same place that maybe the D line took the express. So you're right. It's really interesting because you might end up in the same place even if you step off the train, take a different train. You know, it's really interesting that you said
Or, you know, if you get on the different train, you meet different people too.
Absolutely. But then what is it saying is that person who stepped off your life path or your train that you're taking, are they going to get back on it again? Or did they derail and take a different route and never to see you again? So that's a really interesting concept. It's something we could look at in depth further. Because, you know, we're talking about trains, but it's actually our life and our life path and how we view going forward. Because we've all had detours. And, you know, maybe they're, Jerry, what you're seeing is they're the one you step off. You go to a different train, you decide you don't like it, you step back on the other train again, right?
Yeah, it seems to me, as I said, it also brought to mind a quote from a famous film which goes along the lines of, you're not here to make choices, you've already made them. You're only here to understand why you've made them. So somehow that also fits in with being on the wrong train. And having to get back on the right one because you made the wrong choice or you made the wrong understanding of a choice you already made.
I love that. Yeah, I love that, Jerry. You need to write that down. We're going to go over that next week because I have to tell you, you know me, and I don't really think that we have very much free will, which would show you that you've already made those choices. Is learning why you picked those choices is why we're here. I love that. You just made me happy. Okay, so before I pick her up, and she's hanging on, I'm sure, very graciously, I know we all pulled cards. So, Jerry, and I know Kelly will have the moon to give us. So, Jerry, can you give us our animal card for today?
The medicine animal for today is the butterfly, which talks of transformation and change. Hopefully, we are going to see some sort of spring weather by the end of this month, ha, ha, ha. However, the butterfly is saying that it's time to transform your ideas, possibly or even a lifestyle change that you've been putting off, and start to get it to move forwards into completion. Because in this particular year, which we've talked about before as being, for me, the year of attraction, and drawing in the things that you need, this transformation and change, which I feel for a lot of people is about lifestyle rather than material things, it can actually be quite surprising what you can achieve before the end of 2023 if you only put your heart and soul into listening to your heart and soul and following what you feel and believe to be the right decisions. Hey, you're not here to make choices. You've already made them. I won't repeat it.
No, I love that, Jerry. Are you going to write that down so we can do that next week? I have too many things I want to say about that. I love that. So the butterfly is great. Yeah, I mean, that was amazing. Okay, I know you have something for us too, Brenda, and then Kelly.
I do, and it's interesting because it's on the lines of what Jerry said. I pulled the dragonfly out of my mystical wisdom deck, and it's live life to the fullest. I thought when you were reading that poem, I thought, wow, this card kind of matches that. But the dragonfly is kind of like Jerry's butterfly, change, transformation, adaptability, all that kind of stuff. So it's about mental and emotional maturity, all that kind of stuff. So not all that kind of stuff, but you know what I mean. It kind of goes along with what Jerry what Jerry said. So the card is Live Life to the Fullest, and it's the dragonfly. And the dragonfly on this card kind of, the way they drew it, it's like a dragon. You know, it's really cool. It's very, very mystical, the deck that I use here. So it's a beautiful
picture. I love that. Well, I'm all about dragons. They're fierce, and they're loyally fierce. So I love a dragon. So it's been one of my favorite characters. So, okay, and how about the moon, Kelly? What are we doing with the moon?
Today, the moon is in Sagittarius. It is in, it's still in the third quarter. We're going to the fourth quarter at 10:08 p.m. The birth card of the day is a nine of diamonds, which means that tomorrow Brenda's card is an eight of diamonds. But nine people are here. It's the universal card. And it's really interesting because odd number cards, they tend to have more challenges is what I want to say. And it's like usually it is around like the sevens are about your faith, and it's like nines are about completion of things. And they say about the nines that it's like high school graduation every year. It's like a door is closing, a door is opening, and it's like repeat, you know, like pretty much every year. It's just on a repeat.
Oh, my gosh.
I did want to share there's a quote here. You cannot rely on how you look to sustain you. What actually sustains us, what is fundamentally beautiful, is compassion for yourself and for those around you. And that's Lupita, Nyong'o. And it's like for people having trouble sleeping, plant some catnip and lemon balm in separate containers. Harvest the leaves by cutting back stems before the plants flower. Make a cup of catnip tea or lemon balm tea in the evening before bedtime. You will find yourself naturally going to bed without having to push yourself to turn off the computer and call it a day. You'll also sleep better and deeper than you usually do.
Well, isn't catnip gets cats drunk? What is it going to do to people?
We're not cats. apparently it makes us.
It'll probably make them shit up trees and chase mice.
Well, DJ, I'm going to try that real quick because I need something. That's amazing. That's so cool. Kelly, can you just give, since we're on talking about cards, and since Brenda's birthday is tomorrow and she's one of our own, can you give her birth card?
Hers is the eight of diamonds, and it's like, Brenda, I don't have my books with me at the moment, but eights are the power cards, and in the world of, you know, diamonds are a girl's best friend moment, they are called, eights are called the power shoppers of the deck. They
wow.
can find bargains like no other. But the power that eights have is like, you know, you have to wield that judiciously or carefully, because if you don't, if you overstep, you know, your power ranger moment, it does come back to bite you, which you probably learned a long, long, long time ago.
Yep.
Eights, you know, the diamonds are also here to examine value. So it's like, you know, your life has been about looking at things and really analyzing you know, what's important, what's not, you know, and what's important to you. And it's like, I'll be able, you know, it's like, I'll give you a call a bit later, and it's like, well, when my books and I get back together, and we'll go through kind of your year.
Awesome. Thank you.
Perfect. Candy, do you have anything that you would like to say before I give my card and we pick up the callers?
Yeah. Happy birthday, Brenda.
Thank you. Thanks, Candy.
Candy! And my color of the day is magenta. And the angel today is Raphael. And the flower is a lotus. And Raphael is the guardian of the law of the inner earth chakra. And she's just a very beautiful archangel of beautiful thoughts and positivity.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And manifest. So that's
that
what they
wonderful.
Brought for me.
That's wonderful, Candy. Thank you. And my hearing seems to be clipping with my, so is that, are you done? I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yes, I'm done for the day. Thank you about that.
Now, if anybody thinks I'm talking over them, it's right now the audio feed is 1 second slower, so that's why I am having a hard time. So that's okay. I can handle it as long as you can. So what I brought through was the bird of paradise. Communicate with your angels. You have the ability to connect with the beings of love who surround you. Communicate with your angels and deliver their healing messages to others. So I love that service, and that's a really interesting, you know, way to look at communicating with your angels, and then you communicate to others their messages. Super cool, and that's something we all can use, you know. So are you guys ready to go to the phone lines? Everybody's hearing us chatter, and I can feel the lines. They just want to get on to all of us. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's my girlfriend, Diana. Diana is one of the biggest and best, small statured, but one of the biggest nurses you can ever imagine. She's been in the field for 40-something years. She works pediatrics, and she has been at the top of the top. And so please welcome to the show the girl that gave us the train of life and my dear friend and roommate in nursing school, or wall roommate, Diana. Hi, Diana. Diana, did you fall asleep?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear yourself.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hi, Diana. How are you?
Good. I'm
so
glad
you can
enjoyed the train. I was sharing it with Bonnie yesterday, the story of the train. We were having a little discussion about someone who might be stepping off of my train a little bit, and so that's why I shared that with
Should
her.
Should be stepping off of your train. Okay, so Diana, please, you have the panel here. What would you like to ask them?
I would like to ask them, I have a son that is having some struggles with something, and I wanted to see if anybody can guide me in where he's heading and what journey he's on and how I can help.
So I'm going to tell you
your birth.
I can
step in with that one. Hi, Dinah. It's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm not sure who he inherits his stubborn attitude from, but I was picking up with him that he can be very headstrong.
Okay.
So what I actually felt was that no matter how you try to help, it might be that, unfortunately, it won't be for lack of effort on your behalf, but it might not be utilized or received in the way that it's meant to be. I actually feel, now this is the train coming back in again. When I say train wreck, that sounds a bit horrific, but it's not. I actually feel that he needs to actually come to the end of a line somewhere, and that he needs to find his own way of getting through this, because it'll give him a lot deeper understanding about his life's journey and the path he's supposed to be on. There's a worry in there that he's also not talked about, and probably wouldn't even if you could prize it out of him. But I do feel that there is a positive outcome, although it may take a little while for this to happen. We're talking months rather than weeks. Once he's at the other end, he will actually find a lot more inner peace. And it's about him having the ability to respond to what's happening with him at the moment, possibly rather than fishing him out of the pond and saying, I'll take care of it for you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Makes a lot of sense, yes.
Good.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
Anybody, how about Brenda? Is there anybody who wants to add?
Well, I feel him finding his way. I feel, actually, Jerry said it perfectly. I do feel him finding his way, but he does need to go through the lessons learning, exactly what Jerry said. I'm just saying it different. It's like he has to go through each of those steps of those learning lessons in order to get to the end of where, you know, not the end, but the, you know, the beginning, I guess I should say, of his new life.
Okay. And do you see him doing that soon, or do you think it's going to be a journey for him? I mean, she's been working with this for, what, about a year, Diana, now? Maybe not quite a year.
Almost two.
Oh my God! Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah,
yeah.
It's tough for him. You know, he's just having a tough time. So, do you see that, guys? In the future, it's going to still be a long journey.
What's his date of birth, Diana?
His
529.
Didn't he hear?
What year is he born in?
83.
Funnily enough, his life path number, as I work it out, is a number 9, which relates to the butterfly. And that was my medicine animal card that came through today. So, in fact, it should be this year. Possibly, there is some sort of breakthrough within the next 2 months. So we're looking at around mid to late May. But this should have all been sorted or completed. I get completion no later than the 9th month of this year, which is obviously September.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's good.
And Diana is there. You know how much I love you and you mean to me. Is there anything before I move to the next caller that you might want to ask?
Yes.
Ahead, Kelly. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Kelly.
May 29th, he's a 3 of clubs, and I can't remember. Did you say 83 or 84 birth year?
83.
Okay. So it's okay. I know where he's at. A 3 of clubs person, the 3s typically deal with the flip side of their coin is either being really creative or being stressed and worried about stuff. And their challenge is to not live on the stress and worry side of their coin, but to flip it over and to be on that creative side. And I want to say I believe that I know clubs are about the mental. They're called the scholars of the deck. You know, they have really fantastic minds. They can do anything they set their mind to. I believe the three of clubs, I can't remember the exact name, but it's like it's got something to do, like it's the writer's card or something like that. So he might do very well with, like, creative writing. I don't know if he's thought about, you know, authoring books or, you know, things like that. But there's that, and it's like writing and or counseling, you know, getting into something where, you know, you kind of counseling and helping people. Those are all part of that, you know, part of that journey that that he's on and with, like, this go around. But it's like his, you know, his biggest challenge is just to keep, you know, keep his mind in line, because the clubs people, their mind can get on a train track. You talk about a train track all its own. And can take them for a ride that they don't want to go on. So their challenge is also to get a grip on their, you know, their mental focus, because when they focus, they can accomplish a lot of stuff. And it's like, so just that, you know, just keeping him out of stress and worry, get him to focus on, you know, either like writing or counseling or, you know, whatever he's interested in that, and just to stay positive.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
All right, Diana. You know, I'll talk to you soon. I love you more than you'll ever know.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for everyone. It's nice hearing from you, and thank you for your guidance. I appreciate it.
Yes, we will give it to you. You didn't bring up the girl I wanted you to bring up, but that's okay. We'll save that for the next show. Go ahead.
I could. Yeah.
Hope it helps.
Let me just throw it out there. I have to throw it out there. Diana has a friend that I consider should be off her train. Okay, she manipulates lies and does all kinds of things. Her and I have had discussions yesterday about how it wouldn't, please let me at her. Not, of course, anything bad, but just to let her know how nasty she is. And I feel that Diana should walk away from this friend, because with friends like that, you do not need train conductors
enemies.
Or enemies. So is anybody feeling that? Start with you, Jerry.
We are not here in this life to make choices. We're not here in this life to make choices. We've already made them. Our purpose is to understand why we've made them. So the same thing applies to Diana. And I also get the feeling that Diana's the sort of person that would want to help anybody, including Attila the Hun and anybody else that was crossed her path,
yeah.
because that's who she is.
That's true.
So it's really up to Diana to decide whether she has reached the end of that particular rail journey, because there is nothing more that she can do. Diana, my lovely, you'll make the decision when you're ready.
Yeah,
that's great. That's great.
Okay. Well, that's what Diane always tells me. I'm supposed to be learning in this lifetime humility. Not humility. What did Susan always say I have to learn? What did she say I'm here to learn?
Patience,
humility?
Woman.
Patience.
No, that wasn't it. She said I have to learn humility. Or what? Compassion. That I need to learn compassion. So I guess, Diana, you're doing a better job than me. Or maybe you didn't have to come to learn that. Because you are, when you have a friend, you are loyal till that train stops. So, but
yeah.
Thanks, Diana. I've got to move on. But, you know.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Bye.
Have a great
yeah.
day.
Thank you. Bye.
And we love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. She is such a sweet girl. I can't tell you what a great nurse she is. She's a first line, you know, she's one of our first liners. And when COVID was here, she helped her hospital create all kinds of COVID rules, regs, and teams. So I want to thank
awesome.
You, Diana, for giving your service and time. And now we are going to 703. 703, you are on with our panel. Hi.
Hi, it's Andrea from Virginia.
Hi. Did you say Andrea?
Andrea, yes.
Andrea. I love that name. I have a friend, Andrea. That's why I heard that. So in Virginia, is it cold there right now?
Yes. Even though it's sunny, it's wicked cold. Even snow like the other day.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I walked outside and it's Florida and I thought, oh, it's so sunny. And I about froze my little, you know, toes off. So
yeah.
I can only imagine
yeah.
what Virginia is doing. But what train of life are you on? Do you understand that train of life?
Well,
and what do you think about
yes,
it?
Yes, it's ironic that you actually called today, because my kid's birthday is tomorrow as well.
Aww,
oh,
well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. One will turn
33,
one will turn 35.
Oh, you can't. You have twins? No, you don't have twins. They're not
no,
the same
no,
age.
No. They're born 2 years apart. Born the same day.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my.
2 years apart
oh.
on the same day. That's
yes.
awesome.
Yes. And the eyes and
eyes. We've got. We need to talk about this girlfriend. Okay. First of all, it's so funny because you know everything revolves about me. I had a kid 7 years apart. One boy born. The exact same day, 1 month apart. And I couldn't figure that out. And 2 and 4 is 6, and it equals a lover's card. So I know why they came. But with yours, oh, my gosh, I kept wanting to say twins. So twins they aren't, but they might have been twins in a past life, because I don't ever say twins 2 years apart. I know I am a nurse, so I know that's not possible. Maybe with an elephant it is. But I know there's something about those kids. So tell me about those kids and what are they?
Well, it's also funny. You should all go watch that movie. Go watch that movie, Sliding Doors. It's about how a girl gets on the train and where her life path takes her, and then she misses the train and where her life path takes her, and they end up pretty much at the same spot.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's
Sliding Doors is the name of it?
Sliding Doors. It's an older movie.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Write it down, someone, because I could never do this. Write it down so we know. And we'll talk about that because I've got to tell you, that's all about what I talk about is life path going on and off. But at the end, you're at the same place, which, you know, Jerry always.
Pretty much. I'm not going to give the whole movie away, but yeah, you need to watch it. It's kind of, yeah.
Well, honey, I love this. Tell me about those kids. Okay. First of all, they're going on the Ides of March.
Yes.
So Ides. Yeah, so I can't even think about this, Jerry, Brenda, Kelly, and Candy, because this is amazing. What did you – so you must have an active sex life for that day. It's 10 months, actually,
honeymoon that. And anniversary.
Yeah, I gotcha. And are the kids close?
They were not as a child. They are now. They're closer now.
Are they both the same sex?
Yeah, two boys, yes.
Okay, that's why. Okay, I'm telling you they were twins in a past life is what I'm picking up, and they had to be separated, and they separated by 2 years because, I don't know, they had to come here to learn to be separate from each other, thinking differently. So are they both different? Well, you know, like I have a kid.
Night and day.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. And when they were twins, they were exactly the same, one thought. So they wanted to come back with individuality this time. I'm going to let Jerry and everyone pick it up before I ask you to ask your question because this is too wonderful. So what are you guys picking up about these kids, or young adults, actually?
I was waiting for one of the girls to answer first. I went first last time.
Okay, go ahead. Brenda, Kelly, Candy.
I was thinking Kelly had a card. Does Kelly have the cards for them?
Well, it's the same card as yours.
Oh, that's right. It would be. So you heard that card if you were on. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I feel really good with both of them. Like, I feel a lot of success with them. I feel very well-rounded. I just feel good with both of them. Does that make sense to you? Even though they're both night and day, they have their own kind of thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good, and they're successful, like, career and job-wise, but not so much, like, personally and personally with me. So, yeah, you're right.
Okay. Listen, as long as they're successful, you know, I would say my kids don't have to love me. Well, they have to because I'll, you know, it isn't going to be fun to meet me in the valley. But, you know, that But maybe not physically, but mentally. But the thing is that as long as they're successful in their life, you've done a great job. So don't beat yourself up unless there's something you're not telling us. So what would you like to know?
Yeah, kind of. So my older one is getting married. He's getting married next month. They've been planning this wedding for a year, and apparently he must be holding on to a lot of anger with this divorce of my ex-husband and I that – has spilled over into his personal relationship, and I guess now it just keeps on going. And I told him he doesn't fix it, his anger issues is going to keep on going. But I wasn't even invited to go wedding dress shopping. I wasn't invited to plan any of the bridal shower. And I just don't know if it's her or just my son. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of confused why I wasn't invited to any of this stuff. But his stepmom was. His stepmom is involved way too much in their life.
I'm planning a wedding, too. So I'm listening to you. And so it is your son. And your son's fiance has a mother, correct?
Right.
So I, as a mother of the bride here, my daughter asked me to ask his stepmom, who I adore. But really, I'm taking care of it. So I'm not quite sure I think your anger or your inquisitiveness
comes because he asked his father's new wife to join them?
They've been married for a while. We got divorced. He was 18. They've been married for a while, and she keeps interjecting, keeps thinking she's the mom, and she's not.
I understand that, but I got to tell you,
yeah.
What does your son see? I never blame the person except my person. So for me, I wouldn't be angry at anybody but your son, and I would wonder, son, what can I do to be involved because I would like to be? Did you ever say that to him?
I did. I said, look, I will help whatever you want. I help plan. I help this. I help that. Need some help? No problem. And when it came to the bridal shower, the stepmom got up and gave a speech about her stepson and blah, blah, blah. And I was blindsided, like I had egg on my face. Like, I was like, what just happened here?
I could understand. So the anger is between your son and you and your ex-husband, because that's where the
problem
probably lies.
Yep.
Absolutely. And there is really, so what he did is I feel like he must have blamed you for the divorce.
Yep, probably. No doubt.
Okay. So that's something you would have to figure out with him. I can see some things, but I'm not going to say on the air. So what are you guys picking up? No, it's not nice. What happened wasn't nice. Do you have a relationship with his fiance?
I mean, we do. I mean, I've done nothing but nice to her. We don't have this bond like him and his stepmom do, because every time they go someplace, it's always ex and the stepmom for years. And I was excluded for everything. So, you know, he was so angry at me, and he would yell and scream at me. So I just stopped asking. You know, you keep saying no, so I stopped asking. So,
yeah,
I mean, we're kind of working it out now.
Yeah, I would probably not be upset. I just would let it flow. Because I believe a wedding should be a happy day no matter what.
Right.
You don't
I'm
want
trying.
It to be anything you Yeah, I don't think you should interject.
Right.
I feel like you should go and be happy, and you know what? The relationship will have to be mended. And I'm not sure that it will be before the wedding, but I feel like it could be much better. And maybe
it is
at
better.
The wedding
it is better since we haven't talked.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe at the wedding you can give a speech.
No, I'm not allowed to give a speech at the wedding. I could do it at the rehearsal dinner. I'm just not allowed to do it at the wedding. I mean, she's controlling everything down to the minute.
Okay. You mean the fiance?
Yeah, the fiance. Oh, yeah, the fiance. She's a twin. So talk about twins. She's a twin, and those two are literally attached to the hip. Like, they have the same voice, same everything. So, like, whatever. Yeah, there's like two against one now because now there's two of them.
I know. I would let it go. I would sit back and say to myself, I'm just going to be here for my son and for my new daughter-in-law and her family, and I'm going to smile and be happy is what I'm hearing. Jerry, Brenda, Kelly, Candy, what have you got?
Very simple. The stepmother is absolutely full of insecurity. She feels that should real mum get involved, then real mum is going to start taking away her husband, albeit the fact that, you know, that they are, I'll say happily married, they're married. I wouldn't say they're happily married, but they are married.
Right.
He made his choice and he moved on. There is some anger within your son because although he might give the appearance that he gets on with his stepmother, no, don't see that either, not properly. So there is anger within him somewhere. I also feel there's been a lot of misinformation flying around. And as Bonnie quite rightly says, you don't need all this aggravation anyway at this moment. I would just, and I know this is the tough bit for you, step back, let them get on with it. Because at some point they will have to get, and I want to use the analogy we've used since the top of the show, at some point he will have to get back on the train that he should have been on before, but he's chosen to step off. So it will resolve itself, but it won't be by any intercession on your behalf. Just smile sweetly and know that at some point, if there needs to be a reconciliation with you, it'll happen. As I said, the stepmother got more insecurities than I've got pairs of socks. So that's nothing you want to get involved with.
And Jerry doesn't have any socks, so you better be careful now. I love that. Jerry, that was a great message, and I'm very happy that you heard it. And I think that was – I feel like you already know this, and it's just confirmation
yes.
for you. Be happy. Be happy. Bask in the sunset. Be thrilled that your son's getting married. And if you've got to take the seat back on that train, know that they'll be hopping on with you, but it might not be right this second. But know that if
right.
you stay in your integrity and happiness, they'll see that, and that's going to make a difference to your son, believe it or not.
Absolutely.
Is there anybody else who would like to offer any other comments? Okay.
I'm just got back. Sorry, I had to step away. I pulled a card for you, actually. This is Andrea, right? With Andrea. Okay. It's like I pulled a card for you, and it's moving forward. Get ready for positive change. So I just feel like keeping up. I didn't hear what everybody said. Like I said, sorry I had to step away. But
okay.
I just feel like I want to think in a positive way about this, even as hard as it is. And I just feel like the angels align and things will get better.
Okay.
Yeah. And Kelly, Candy?
Hi, Andrea.
Okay.
You guys are we're soulmates connected to our kids on the same birthday.
This one's Candy. Candy, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, so Kelly and I were connected, you know, soulmates with the kids' birthday, so it's funny.
Like everybody else is saying, in a few months on past the wedding, your son and you will start to sit down and start talking over things. There's, I believe, and I'm heard, I was told, that he doesn't understand everything that went on. You might think he did, but there's some things that he doesn't understand. There's some points that he missed, and it will be taken care of.
Oh, I love that.
Well, he
that
said
message.
He would go to counseling, some counseling after this wedding. He would sit down and maybe have a counseling session to figure out why he's so angry.
Well, that would be a good, very good idea.
Yeah. And my other son wants to go, too. So the two of us will go. Mm-hmm. The three of us will go.
That'd be, you know, a very good idea.
Yeah, I think that'd be very positive.
Some points that he doesn't understand that you thought he might already know, but he didn't know, and it'll come out in the end, and he'll totally understand what was going on.
Yeah,
I love
that.
Good luck with that. Have a good time at the wedding.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. April 15th. I will. I got them a painting. I took their proposal picture and made it into a big painting. I gave it to them as a wedding present.
That's
cool.
Beautiful.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I got the Bobby McFerrin song. You know that. Don't worry. Be happy.
Be happy.
Play that. Focus on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Call us back, Andrea. Let us know how the wedding goes.
I will. I'll definitely call and let you know. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I will definitely do that.
All
thank
right,
you so
have
much.
Have fun. Be happy. Don't worry.
You too.
Be happy. Bye-bye.
Have a great birthday, everybody.
The other part of that was don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff.
Yeah. I'm so happy for her because I saw those twins. Jerry, I saw those. I keep calling them twins. They were twins in a past life. So I am so excited that I could bring that forward and that you all brought that forward. I think, you know, Andrea got a lot out of that. So she's on hold, but she's listening. And, Andrea, we wish you the best. I can't wait till my wedding, actually my daughter's wedding, and that's the month after. So good luck. Be happy. Dance and be fun. Okay, and we are going to pick up 951. 951, you are on with the best round table, this side of the universe. Hi.
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling in.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm really not doing so good. I didn't really get much sleep last night. I'm going to make it appear, I guess.
Well, honey, did you have a question you'd like to ask us, Nathaniel?
Well, I'm wondering about just either I was out. I'm living in a motel right now, and I'm looking for a place.
And have you looked? Okay, so are you in the hotel right now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to let Brenda start with this one because I know you talked to Kelly, but I'm going to let Brenda start with this one. Jerry, if you're picking up something, please chime in, or Candy. Go ahead, Brenda. Okay, she might have stepped. Go ahead. She might have stepped away.
I'm sorry.
Candy?
I was on mute because I started coughing. I'm sorry.
I think you told me that, and I feel bad. I keep forgetting. Go ahead.
Was the question about, are you going to find a place? I didn't catch the question. I apologize.
Nathaniel's living in a hotel room. Go ahead, Nathaniel.
Looking where I'll be living next.
Well, I feel for now where you are, you just, it's going to be a little bit, you know, maybe even about 2 to 3 weeks before something else pops up. But, I keep hearing God helps those who help themselves. And I feel like I need to take a step toward what it is that I'm asking for. So it's like think big. You create what you think, but think big. Think ahead a bit. Live in the moment, but think ahead. I know that's a little contradictory, but what I mean by that is think big for your future, and you'll create what it is that you want.
Are you looking, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Okay, because I love the statement that she made, God helps those who help themselves. I've heard that for you before.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are you doing, one, to actively look for an apartment, and two, what are you doing actively to, do you know your
I'm
budget?
I'm going to be in an apartment. You know, I was hoping to rent a room somewhere. It's much cheaper, but there's an old guy that an Uber rider gave me a couple of months ago, a landlord. It may not be so expensive where, you know, it's $2,000 a month, you know, to find something.
Do you have a job? Do you work around where you are? Because, you know, if you don't have to, if you're not attached to where you are, there's a lot cheaper places to live. So are you attached to where you are? Is there a job or a job opportunity or a family that you have to stay around?
Yeah, I was kind of looking for psychic impressions of what someone might see from the other side. But,
I feel like you need to expand where you are. What I'm seeing is if you are not working, are you working right now, Nathaniel?
I'm doing Uber.
Okay, so you could go anywhere.
That's one thing, and I kind of want to get down. I don't like Sacramento. I moved up here 4 years ago. My brother invited me to live, you know, at his house for a while, and we really don't get along well. He's sort of a communist, I would say, but what?
Because I feel like there's other parts of the country, honey, that you could go to or other areas, that you'll be able to find an apartment.
I think back where I'm from Southern California, so I don't know, but not sure where I'll be there because I don't like Sacramento. It's colder, not really cold, but it's rained so much here, and I don't like the town.
I feel there's other parts of you're not going. I feel like when I hear God helps those who help themselves, the first thing I see is that you're stationary and you need to be mobile, meaning you need to look around, like where you would want to settle. Like, okay, I always wanted to live in Utah.
And so I'm going to take my Uber because all I need is my car.
It's not for me. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying it's Utah. I'm just giving
you
an idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think
right,
my brother lives in Southern California.
Then you need to go back because wherever you feel like your soul needs to be, and it's not there, you need to just go and find, because there's some place that I know that it's showing me that you're not going to pay a lot of rent, maybe, you know, which is still a lot, but between maybe $950 or $900 and $1,200 a month. And that'll be a one bedroom, and you're going to be very happy there. So I feel like if you can't make it in where you are, and I even see something for $750, but I feel like you're going to turn that down. So I do feel that wherever you feel you want to go back to, that's where you need to start looking. But where you are right now is not where you need to be. So I'm going to have to move on. But does that sound okay to you? Because you're going to have to look elsewhere.
Bonnie, I do have something for him.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Nathaniel. This is Candy. Nathaniel, I don't know if you've been, but you need to go to the doctor.
Oh, I would take that seriously, Nathaniel. She's really good at that. So please.
You really need to go to the doctor and get things checked out. And I know you know what I'm talking about.
So, yeah, I've...
That's all I have to say about that, and you need to get it checked out.
Okay,
yeah,
Nathaniel, so you've got two things. You needed to get to the doctor, and you need to go home or look for a place where you're going to be the most comfortable because it is not there. And I'm getting agitated about it, which means I know you are. You're not agitated, but you also know that this is not somewhere you need to be.
Yeah, I don't think my brother has given me a place he thinks that's nice, and I think rents are about 17 or 18 there. But you got to take a year lease, and I'm gonna be getting Social Security soon. So that'll help about a knock. I did qualify for my 40 points, so this was really good news. I might be getting about $920, but I've also applied for Social Security disability, so that pays more. But I think I may have too much money. I don't know, I'd like to get out of town, but I need to go to the doctor, I guess. I've been to the doctor. I actually got a handicap sticker for my car. But,
he says you need to go to the doctor now, so there's something that it might crop up. She just wants you to get it checked out.
I'm just cold, stressed, and, kind of worried that, not really feeling well. They tell the doctor, you're really mentally ill, I don't think, or something, I'm with Kai, they record all the calls.
I think she's meaning physically possibly also. So see what you can do with that and let us know. Okay, Nathaniel?
Thanks a lot.
Okay. I'm going to have to put you on hold here. So I will put you on hold and we will move to the next caller unless somebody else has something else for Nathaniel. Jerry, did you have anything you wanted to say? Okay, Jerry might have stepped out too. So 310, you are on with us. We are the panel to be with. Hi. How's your
trip? Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Vince from, my name is Vince, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Vince. How's New York doing?
We're getting snowed like crazy. It started really. We're getting snowed in like crazy.
Are you upstate New York?
I'm in the Poughkeepsie area.
I love Poughkeepsie. You have the CIA up there. The culinary school my son went to.
I hate the area. I moved to Los Angeles back in 94 from Toronto, mm-hmm. Because I was pursuing an acting career, and I was starting to make strides, and then my wife got really sick, and she couldn't work anymore. She became legally blind, so we reluctantly I moved to New York with her because she wanted to be close to family. I hate it. Oh. I hate every second of it. I'd rather be back in L.A. where I can, you know, so there's really not much to do acting-wise when you're living in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
no,
not in Poughkeepsie,
you know.
I would. Yeah, not in Poughkeepsie.
So,
you could eat well in Poughkeepsie, but that's not it. God.
Yeah, but before I get into my question, I just wanted to say one thing. You were talking about trains and everything, and I'm going to recommend a movie for you. It's an amazing movie with starring Jennifer Aniston. It's called Derailed.
Okay.
It's kind of like an Alfred Hitchcock type mystery suspense murder type thing. And she plays a really bad character in it. She hooks up with this guy who takes the same train into town, into New York, and they get stuck in New York one night because the weather is bad. So they end up in the same hotel room. And they're about to have sex, and all of a sudden this guy breaks into the hotel room, and he robs the guy, knocks him out unconscious, and he rapes Jennifer. And turns out later on in the movie, the guy finds out that Jennifer Aniston is married to the guy, and it was a setup. And they keep doing this all the time. It's a really, really fantastic movie. Huh?
Yeah. I think I saw that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great movie. You'd love it.
Let's hope
so,
our life doesn't
anyway,
get derailed like that. But some people's are. So you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll recommend it.
So,
okay, well,
but
go
anyway,
ahead and ask the question.
I'm calling because in late November, I started a new job, and they provide 6 weeks of training. They have to because it's a medical manufacturing facility where they make prescribed medication. And so what happened was I couldn't pass the training. They extended it for 2 weeks, and I couldn't pass it, so they fired me. I am eligible for rehire, so I've been applying like crazy for any openings that I'm suited for there. But I've also been looking for work, and I've been applying for a lot of other places, and I'm really down in the press right now, trying to find work. So I'm just wondering if there is a job coming for me, or if I'm going to get rehired at this place, or if I'm going to end up losing everything and end up homeless. Other than being rehired to this place, I did get apply. I had an interview for a job I'm waiting to hear from a beverage company where they make sodas and bottled and canned water. And I also had an interview last Friday with a company that makes glass. So I'm wondering if anything like that's going to pan out, or what's going to happen here, and how long it's going to be before I'm working again.
I'll speak up here. This is Brenda. I feel good with the beverage company. I feel good with that one. I don't feel you being homeless, so I just kind of want you to wipe that out of your mind, really. I don't even want to put that kind of energy out there. But I just don't feel that for you. I don't feel that part of that for you. I want to say I just don't want to go back, you know. I want to keep moving forward. So I feel good with the beverage company. I feel the money's decent and it's going to help you financially.
Money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this is Candy.
Hey,
and
Candy.
As Brenda, I feel really good with the beverage. And like she said, moving forward. But I also picked up something about music. Maybe
music?
Music. Like making commercials or something like that.
Well, I've been sending out. I started sending out my stuff to some agents and managers in New York,
Okay.
So I'm hoping.
New York City too.
Yeah.
I also picked up New York City. So that might be also a side that you could get going on the side.
Okay.
You know, that's interesting
because
when you said you were from New York, I was seeing New York City until you said Poughkeepsie.
Yeah,
so that's interesting that New York City was what came to all of us. So think about that one too. But I just feel in the interim, till you can get other things off the ground, this beverage company feels good, just like Candy and I kind of both feeling that. So.
Yeah.
Is there any way
Poughkeepsie has a train, an express train?
Because I took it. It goes right into the city
of New York. It's an hour and a half. So
yeah, hour
that's
and a half.
Not an impossible thing. And that's what you need to think about, the train.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I live like literally 5 minutes away from the train station. Like, you know, I could drive there by car and I'm there in about 5-10 minutes.
Yep. What a great reading you just had from these girls.
Yeah, I live close to where the old Kmart used to be by the turnpike. They just tore it down.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know exactly where you live. I know exactly where you live because I've been on that train and I've been in that area. So I feel like that's a great thing. I saw you with the beverage too. And then you need to start applying, like Candy said, for maybe commercials or things in New York City. And take that train back down there because you're not going to be homeless. And you know that saying, which keeps going in my head every time. Who said it? It was Brenda. God helps those who help themselves. Got to put it out and do it before you can get it, as far as I'm concerned. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm also picking up lobster rolls.
A what?
And I'm kind of trying to connect this to the Jersey Beach. So have you been there and had lobster rolls or someplace on the beach and had?
No, because I'm not a seafood person, but it's funny that you should say that because I did apply. There's another job. I don't know if they turned me down. I haven't heard anything yet. They did send me an email, but I applied for a company called CXS Railway as a track repair person. And they sent me an email saying that they're moving me forward to the next step. And if HR is interested, they're going to set me up with an interview. So I'm waiting to hear from them, too. But in the meantime, the beverage job you're talking about, too, I had a job interview with them about two weeks ago. And I called the guy on the recruiter last week, and he said that they hadn't – oh, no, it was almost 3 weeks ago. I called the guy last week, and I talked to him. He said they hadn't made any decision yet because they were busy with an audit. And then I left him a message yesterday to see what's going on. I don't think they're going to get back to anybody today because of the weather. So I'm hoping by the end of this week or beginning next week I hear from them.
Any time frame, guys?
What's that?
I pick up three days, 3 weeks.
Okay. So look for the number three.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm feeling
yeah,
a three today. With that, too. It's exactly what I was going to say, a three with that. So.
Okay.
Well, honey, make sure you call us and let us know, but don't you to get depressed. Depressed will stop your energy. Start getting not depressed, jazzed. When the chips go down, what is that saying? Because now they're showing me this. When the something goes down, that's when you start fighting. There's a saying, and I'm not coming to this, but it's when the chips are down, the down starts to move or something. But whatever that saying is, and I'm hoping they bring it back to me again, you need to be able to start moving and not being inertia in the fact that you can't find anything or no one's answering you. You need to be jazzed and excited about the next stage of your life, and you need to make this happen. Okay?
I'm doing everything I can. I'm applying for jobs like crazy because I even applied
You're
going
to get something. You're not going to be homeless.
Water company,
And you need to also look into doing what Candy said. Take that train and start going on interviews for commercials.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Let us know
okay.
how it goes, okay? Because when you make it big in Hollywood, we make it big. Because then you're going to have to tell everybody that you heard it on this show.
Yeah. I mean, even if I get commercials, I don't care about winning Academy Awards or anything, but even if I get commercials, commercials pay big. They really do.
Oh, yeah.
And especially if you get one recurring. Yeah.
So start
doing
it. Put it out there and start being jazzed about your life, not depressed about it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Grab
that train ride.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All
You're
right.
welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Guys, I have to tell you, you are the best of the best. I'm so glad that I have all of you. And because you all do this for a living as well as I, we need to tell everybody how to get a hold of us. So please start. Go ahead, Kelly. Did you have anything to say to him? I didn't even ask you, Kelly. He's still on.
I'm still on. Yeah, no, I was just listening. It's like, I think everything was covered, so yeah.
Okay, so Kelly, you are an amazing girl. Not only a healer, I always say, but you do, which you can do remotely, but you have Atlantean life. Thank God they're not life and death cards, but life and birth cards. And you are excellent at them. So for anybody that would like a reading through you, how do you want them to get a hold of you?
Best way is to text me at 307-761-4595. Just say, hi, I'm from the show. It's been a really horrendous winter out here, so I'm not to a point where I'm, you know, picking up and doing readings quite yet. It's like we're getting there. It's like we actually had some warmer days. It's like we're having them right now. It's like it's going to be in the 40s, which is really high for us, you know, this time of year. But we also have about 2 feet of snow to melt. So anyway,
if you can't get a hold of Kelly, then send me an email, thealbers714@AOL, and ask for Kelly's info, and I will make sure that she gets a hold of you or you get a hold of her. Okay, Brenda?
My number is 330-209-7021. You can text me. Just let me know you're from Bonnie's show. And my email is ghostdiggers@gmail.com. You can catch me on social media, Facebook, Brenda Miller Brand, and I'm also on Instagram and all that too. So, texting or Facebook is the best place to catch me. Or Bonnie, or you can get through
Bonnie. I love that, and I will get you to anyone that you need, everyone. And Candy, I know what you're going to say. Candy, go for it.
Hi, you can get a hold of me through Bonnie, and her email is bonnie714@AOL.com, and please put the word show in it for her to know that it's for the show. Thank you.
Yes, perfect. Perfect, perfect. And all of my guests, they're not my guests, actually. They're my peeps. I say that, and that's why I stopped using guests. You're my panel. You're my knights of the round table. I hate the word knights because, like, what do you say about women? Women weren't knights back then. But, you know, you're the gods and goddesses of the round table or knights and knightesses of the round table because we all have such input. We all bring to the show such wonderful insight that really you don't really get it. No show I know has this kind of panel that can talk to you, answer for you, answer to you, and give you the messages that we do. And so I love that, and I will always be grateful to the people who are on the show.
I have a question.
So, yeah, go ahead.
What has happened to Grant? It's like he was piggybacking in with Jerry, and it's like he hasn't been here for the past few shows.
I'm hoping he comes next week. I'm hoping he comes next week. Jerry had appointments today, and he didn't know if he'd be off and on. So we didn't want to bring Grant in through Jerry because then Grant wouldn't have been able to.
Still here. I'm still here.
We're looking. Oh, Jerry, where were
Jerry
you?
Jerry used to give his information, Bonnie. Come on.
Yeah, Jerry, where were you? I kept calling.
As I explained earlier, my lovely, I'm still nursing my little doggy who's been unwell for the last few days.
Aww.
So when he asks, and or comes to tell me that he needs to go out, I have to take him out because I have to monitor what's going on with him quite carefully at the moment. So he just got back in again, and he's just had a bit more food. So I'm hoping now he's going to behave himself.
Well, good, because between the hellhounds and your hound, you know, it's going to be quite a show. But Jerry, can you tell everybody, because you're amazing, all of us adore you. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you. Should they want to have a private reading with you?
You can catch me on all the social media bits like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Just look for me, Jerry Humphries, or jerry.psychic. Or you can email me, jerryhumphries67@outlook.com. Put the word show in the subject line. Then I'll know where you've been picked up from.
I love that. I'm going to pick up the next caller, but first I want, you know, it's Brenda's birthday, Jerry. And I know
Bonnie,
I'll hang happy birthday.
Yeah. Bonnie, I have something
ahead.
To share with you. Well, you guys were talking to Nathaniel. Jasper actually came up and started talking to me. He was talking to everybody. Jasper's my
I love that.
Tell everyone who Jasper
is, please.
I just wanted to share that he was putting his two cents in, too.
Well, what did Jasper have to say? And did Jasper tell him through you what you told Nathaniel?
Yeah. Basically, yes.
Okay. So everybody needs to know Jasper is Candy's dog. So, Jerry, he was talking the whole time. Does your dog talk the whole time and tell us things?
Did you say me? I'm sorry.
Well, no, you're your hellhound, but I'm talking to Jerry.
Yeah, Ollie's learning because of his background and his history, and which wasn't too good when he was little, he's having to learn a lot of new things. So he's just got on my train. I'm going to use this analogy a lot now. So we're just starting to get the conversations flowing in two directions. He's learning more about how the communication works. I'm obviously learning from him about his way of communicating, both verbal and non-verbal, as it were. So there's a lot still going on with him. But there are definite signals that, as you heard earlier on, Bonnie, he'll start to get vocal. If he needs something, he'll start to make a noise that says, pay attention to me. I need to go out. So, I have to, particularly at the moment anyway. But, no, he's doing good. Next bit is going to be to get more of the intuitive flow working with him, which I know he's got, but it's just a matter of bringing it out. So I may even involve him in one of my teaching classes and see if he picks up on anything for people.
I love that.
I've got something for Ollie's digestive stuff. I don't know if you have like health stores or natural stores or herbal stores or something like that. But my guy said if there's like an herbal store, it's like, you know, I mean, for people, but it's like, you know, not go to the vet because they'll give you something different, but it's like go to the people store with the herbals, and there's a lady there somewhere that, you know, will have some knowledge of this. There's something that he needs to eat or, you know, have for his digestive, and it almost feels like he might have some kind of parasites.
Right. Now, that's really interesting. This is how it originally started. As far as I believe, this is how it started. What we've got which is a bark powder. It comes from not a bark powder for a dog. That's funny. It actually comes from tree bark, and it is for digestive support for dogs, particularly who have a sensitive digestive system. I'm having to re-educate his diet. I'm having to re-educate his tummy. I've just wormed him over the last 24 hours, been Casey brought Parasite over from Romania. So it's all been done, but he's getting there slowly,
okay.
And I know he's improving because he's getting very gobby. In other words, he's constantly at me all the time, so I know he's getting better.
Okay.
I love that. You are so good, Cal. Your group is so good, Cal. You know that. I am so happy that you gave that
like
to Jerry, because I knew Jerry is not with what
you
said.
So it's good.
Yeah. Okay, I've got to pick up one more person because they've been waiting for so long. And I just have to tell you that without our peeps here, we would be, you know, this is what we love to do. We love to bring everything through. But, Brenda, it is your birthday tomorrow. Is there anything you want from this group that you would like to know before I pick up the next caller?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I mean, and just anything that you guys have for me, that's all. I don't have any specific anything, no.
Jerry, you've got anything for her, Kelly, Candy, for her birthday?
I'm calling her later when I'm with my books. We'll have a talk.
That's right.
Okay.
I forgot you are going to bring her through. Okay. Jerry, can you pick up anybody? Because she's got some people over on the other side that she would probably love to hear from. Yeah.
You need to get a cricket chirping sound to Bonnie.
Okay. Sorry, I was just calming someone down because he just had his dinner. Right. Brenda. I can't connect with anybody directly. I keep having this this initial J thrown at me all the time from somebody in spirit, which I felt was female. This is more of a personal message for you though, which is that in that because you're, this seems to be, I want to call it a special birthday. I'm not saying because you've hit a particular age or anything, but there's a transformation and change coming through for you, which is about your vibrational levels going up, your human energy going up. I see you doing a lot more work with violet flame and possibly karmic energy issues. There's a shift going on around you on that metaphysical level, which is also going to be expanding your knowledge. You're going to want to get into something more study-wise this year as well to learn a new skill or brush up on a skill you haven't used for a while. This J keeps being thrown at me, Brenda. I'm not sure if that means any relevance to you. Something in spirit with his initial was J, but that's as much as I'm getting at the moment.
I think you have a J. The J that I am thinking of is, who I've never met, but you know how that goes, is my father-in-law, and I never met him. And it's interesting that he came through, was that you, Bonnie? He came through Sunday. I was at a psychic fair Sunday, and he came through Sunday. So, so J would be my father-in-law, Jacob.
Oh, wow.
Why do I hear the name John?
John would be my great, great, great grandfather. John Henry A. Builder was his name. Walker was his name.
I just hear John. So
John Henry.
Very interesting. You know, unfortunately, I have to tell you, I just can't tell you how many wonderful people are still on, and I wish that we could. We're going to expand the show if you are all, not today, but maybe starting next week. Would you mind expanding the show to 2 hours?
No, I don't mind, but thank you, Jerry. I so appreciate it, and thank you, everybody else, for messages. So I appreciate that.
I do have something for you. I actually have two little somethings for you. I am picking up, remember when we were little, those old orange dreamsicle pops that you pushed up?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I love that.
Yeah, I've seen that, and you as a little girl, I can't tell who you with, but they got you by the hand, and they bought you that lollipop from one of the, you know, the ice cream people that came around?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're just enjoying this little this orange sickle. And then I'm also hearing the song, Lollipop, Lollipop. like, and it's the orange lollipop. So the orange and lollipops and the dreamsicle mean something to you.
Well, I'm, you know, Mom used to take me to the, you know, the ice cream truck. She always used to let me get stuff from there. So,
I loved orange
creamsicles were my favorite. So there you go.
Well, I mean, come on, Brenda. That is wonderful, the candy. That was wonderful because I love them too.
I don't know actually if the lollipop song has something to do with you or Annabelle, but it's coming in.
Was that a Shirley Temple song? Was Lollipop the Shirley Temple? Because she loved Shirley Temple. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's it. That was Shirley Temple on top of yours.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I had for you.
Amazing.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll tell Mom.
Yeah. Okay, well, everybody, we are officially off the show, but I need to get a confirmation. Would we like to do 2 hours, the two-hour shows?
Sure. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. I mean, this hour and a half goes so fast because, you know, it just, I know it would take time out of all of your businesses and day, but, and if you can, I get it. Yeah?
Yeah, I can go with it.
Okay, good. So, everyone, you're on, and I know it's not one person. Go ahead, Candy.
Brenda, you need some tea with some honey in it.
Thank you. I just got started last night with a really bad sore throat, and I've been coughing all day. So thank you. I will do that.
I'm hearing that will be
Out
of
your throat.
What's that?
Okay. In your area, it's good for the allergies?
No, I don't think. We've got snow on the ground, so I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Hot tea and honey.
What did you say,
Jerry?
I said the throat relates to communication, which says either something is not being said that should be said or there's someone you need to talk to.
Okay.
Who is that? Maybe it's me.
No.
You know, everything relates to me. So I love that. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, everyone, we are, like I said, officially off the air. For everyone holding on, I've got your numbers. You'll be on next week if you call back in, and you will be picked up first. So I do want to tell everybody I try hard, and we just love our talk show, and we just like the flow of spirit. And I just want to say, please come back and see us again, because without you, we aren't, and without we, you aren't. So see, we're real symbiotic, and we love having you. I love the show, and I love my peeps. Everyone, thank you for being here. I adore all of you, and I hope you know that life would not continue the same without you. So please know that I thank you for giving your time over to me and to all the people who call in and listen. For Lone Wolf, I could, if you're still there, which I don't see you on anymore, but Lone Wolf, I love your name. I could try to type it in chat, but I couldn't, and I'm glad that you came and visited. So again, have a great week. I'll see you back here next Tuesday at 10:30, same time, same place, and don't do anything we wouldn't, and make sure, if you're watching sports, it's March Madness, and look at your basketball, and if you love baseball, that started too. So everyone, have a great weekend, and thank you again, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie. Thanks for the birthday and all the messages.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Love you guys.
Love you. Happy birthday, girl.